Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after, no, 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments to talk about things that are on my mind, and this is one of those days. And this segment I want to talk about what I call five post-pandemic rules for business and life. It's just the two of us right now. You know, folks, almost a half a century ago, a list of rules really caught on. Without the benefit of the internet, or email, or social media, but with no less an endorsement than syndicated newspaper oracle Ann Landers, some of you will remember her, 10 rules for being human, that was the list, 10 rules for being human, quickly circulated around the globe. Initially, the author's name didn't make the trip, resulting in attribution to anonymous. And it remained that way even when Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen included the rules in their original Chicken Soup for the Soul book in 1993. Still attributing it to anonymous, they somehow didn't know that the wisdom of the rules came from their longtime friend, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott. Cherie, some of you may remember, has been our friend since she first told that story to my radio audience over two decades ago, as she launched her first book based on the rules, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. Using Cherie's numbering, I want to provide you with five of the 10 rules that I think are pretty darn handy for small business owners anytime, but especially so just now. And of course, as I talk about each one of the rules, I'm going to follow those with my thoughts. So this is her numbering. Rule number two, you will be presented with lessons. There are two basic kinds of lessons, the expensive ones and the free ones. Too often the expensive ones become valuable only after you've turned some form of an investment that you made, some effort you made, into a mistake or even a failure. And it's quite likely that you think the second kind is free only because you didn't write a check today. That's right. The free ones are usually dividends from an expensive lesson that you already paid for. In my long career, there has never been such a compression of disruptions and paradigm shifts since we were first visited by COVID-19 and the associated shutdowns. We've never had anything like this in my career. Many of these disruptions have yet to fully develop, and post-pandemic shifts, changes, and disruptions are going to continue on at this compressed pace. Now is a good time to conduct an inventory of expensive lessons already paid for, adjust for the post-pandemic reality, and forecast how they might become handy, or you could call that free, and productive, that's the return on investment, as the pace of change picks up. If you take inventory of lessons you've already learned, then you'll see where you can turn some of those into free ones now and get a return on your investment. Because remember, in life and business, the trick isn't to avoid lessons, it's to pay for them only once. Rule number three, there are no mistakes, only lessons. The world is beholden to risk takers. My definition of a risk taker is someone who doesn't care if it breaks. It's not that they want something to break, it's just that they believe they will either A, be able to fix it, or B, successfully discover the breaking point, or both. In aviation, breakpoints create what's called the operating envelope. As long as you operate your aircraft within that envelope, you can expect to be safe, but envelopes don't create themselves, which brings us to the quintessential risk taker, a test pilot who had to push the aircraft operation over that edge. For at least the rest of this year, there are going to be moments when the post-pandemic marketplace will demand that you push your business's operating envelope to the breaking point. And you'll only pull off this test flight if you're willing to risk what you know, the paid-for lessons, risk what you know for what you might learn, the new lessons, and with the new investments. Risk takers, including entrepreneurs and test pilots, value discovery more than they fear failure. Risk takers value discovery more than they fear failure. Rule number six, there is no better than here. One of the most valuable lessons anyone can learn is to not wish your life away. Business owners celebrate this lesson when they discover they're having fun. Whether they're struggling with a challenge or cashing in on an opportunity, it's fun. If your pandemic endurance test seems more and more like long-suffering, be careful not to wish for this to be over. Perspective isn't possible if you've never been off the mountaintop. And when you've learned that lesson, you'll appreciate Blasingame's Law of Small Business Perspective. Earning profit is more fun than having it. Rule number seven. Others are only mirrors of you. If you don't like what you see in someone else, check your position to make sure you aren't seeing a reflection. Alas, most of us need a little help with this kind of introspection because it cuts a little too close to the quick, doesn't it? The solution is to have special people in your life who can be at once critics and safe harbors. Not only do they care about you, but you never doubt that whatever they say, whether you take their advice or not, whatever they say is in your best interests. My friend Noah St. John, you've heard him on the show before, he calls them loving mirrors. Self-analysis is the most powerful personal tool any leader can have, but sometimes self needs a little help. Post-pandemic, your new orbit will find a marketplace more nuanced and customers more sensitive than when you were pushed out of orbit a year ago. As a customer, you've no doubt noticed this in yourself. When approaching, selling, and serving customers, expect their nuances and expectations to be a reflection of your own. Rule number nine, all the answers lie inside of you. When you have a session with a psychiatrist, psychologist, somebody like that, who does most of the talking? Of course, you do. This can be a maddening method, but eventually you realize you had the key to your solutions all the time. You just misplaced them temporarily, right? There are people who wander around life without learning any lessons. They continue to make the same mistakes over and over. You know people like that, don't you? But I'll bet you never met a successful small business owner who fits that description. Because they understand, small business owners know, if you don't learn, you don't last. This is the rule, this rule number nine, all the answers lie inside of you. This is the rule that delivers on two and three. You'll be presented with lessons. There are no mistakes, only lessons. This is the rule that delivers on those two. You're the screenwriter, the director, and the star of your own movie. The rest of the world is just supporting cast and props. When you create a hit, you get an Oscar. When you don't, well, you get another lesson. I want to thank Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott for these lessons. I encourage you to find anything that she writes. It's always awesome. We need to get her back on the show. It's been a while since we've talked to her. I want to leave you with this last thought, folks. Success in games, life, aviation, and business require that you understand the rules, even if, especially when, you're bending them, and maybe even breaking them. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after. I promise. I'll be right back. In my arms, know the magic of her charms, 'cause I want girl to call.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.